Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Second segment, Jay Foreman, DP Austin, old school crew, USC week, fight on. Going out there at 3 p.m. Central. So what time is that? 1 p.m. Pacific?
Yep.
In the Coliseum facing USC, man. It's a
straight sunshine.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, it's two teams trying to get back on the right track. Started out the season, both of them pretty hot. Obviously, you know, USC struggled last year, obviously with the number one pick in the draft. But anyways, struggled last year, but was able to started off the season. They were impressive against LSU, and you know now they face Nebraska at 4-5. Quarterback change, transfer portal quarterback. You know you got to think they you know start out 27-20 against LSU, 48-0 against Utah State. Quite frankly, just ran out of time against Michigan, so you gave them a little bit of a kudos because Michigan was 18 at that time. Bounced back, beat Wisconsin, got beat up a little bit against Minnesota, didn't play well against Minnesota, especially down the stretch, had full control of that Penn State game and lost 33-30, go all the way across the nation, lose to Maryland. And that I think that right there, that loss was a turning point. They went into halftime, and I remember watching the game. It was a little bit of a, you know, weather, you know, in down there at College Park. They had about 40 seconds, 42 seconds, I think I remember, to try to drive and score again. They had three score lead. They chose to kneel it down. Maryland commenced to come out of the locker room and upset them. Bounced back and beat Rutgers at home. And then just last week, lost 26-21 to Washington at Washington, or their last game at Washington. And then prompted them to make a change at quarterback, which is interesting because Lincoln Riley has always done well with quarterbacks. Moss playing in the bowl game last year looked like the next great quarterback in his system. He had leadership, you know, kudos from all the players loved him, wanted to play for him and play with him. Then he makes a change. And so now Nebraska's got to play a little, I would say catch up because, you know, this guy that they got from UNLV, more of a dual threat quarterback, right? You know, Jaden Maivea, you know, big kid, right? 6'4", 220, so you better bring that hat. And so it brings a little bit different dynamic, potentially. And so, look, you know, 2023, threw for 3,000 yards. You know, that's pretty good, 17 touchdowns, but he has 10 interceptions, so that lets you know he's going to give you a lot of opportunities.
Well, it's a huge statement, right? I mean, because the Miller Moss project was a big selling point. And it's that thing, well, okay, does he buy in to what you're asking him to do?
Miller Moss?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he done.
Well, here's
he's taking his 2,600 yards and 18 TDs. He's going in the portal. He gone. What you mean? What's he buying into? He just got benched.
That you're in an offense that very little risk to the throws that he was being asked to make. Very little risk. That if you're talking about mid-range throws, they would outnumber you in space. So he would throw the ball to anybody on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of having a star player that he would throw the ball to, he was asked to actually read and react.
Yeah.
Which, oh, he didn't want to do. I want to get out and throw to my dudes. And I'm good when I throw to my dudes. I'm also not good when I just throw to my dudes. When you ask me to throw the ball to the third receiver and he's not where he's supposed to be or where I think he is, bad things happen.
Yeah.
So the play calling gets conservative against Nebraska. Unless, because Maivia is a quick drop, ball out of hand, high repetition. I'll be athletic on the perimeter and cause some problems. I'll move the chains and I'll just wear you out. That's the kind of game that Nebraska defensively wants to be in.
Yeah. But the big thing in this game is they got to do a good job against Woody Marks. That's the
home run hitter.
He's a NFL running back. He's explosive. You know, he can take it to the house. He can make you miss. He pretty much can do it all. He's going to be one of the best.
Well, backs. They got two.
Yeah, but Woody Marks is the dude. Yeah.
Joyner's averaging 8.5 yards a carry.
Yeah, but this dude, Woody Marks is the. I mean, I'm telling you, when you he's a real deal.
Oh no, I fully.
And the thing about Woody Marks, he's excellent out of the backfield in the passing game. Yeah. That's where he's going to try to provide a security blanket for Jaden Maivia. Now, what you have to do defensively is do one thing first. You have got to stop the running game. You have got to dominate the run game. Then you got two, whether it's Miller Moss or Maivia, you got two high interception guys. You know, Maivia in 2023, he threw 10. Miller Moss threw, he's 18-8. So,
and most of them in the last three games.
Now, when you look at it, now Lincoln Riley's like, oh, it's the quarterback. He's throwing too many interceptions, right? Well, you stop running the ball, right? If you go back and look at the LSU game, the running game is what set up Miller Moss and those in their deep crossing routes. We used to call it the Colt route and all that stuff to come available because you're able to hold the linebackers in the second.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Third level. So if that's why you want to stop the running game. Because then in Lincoln Riley's offense, and you can go all the way back to whether it's Spencer Rattler, you've seen it the last 2 years with Caleb Williams, you've seen it with Moss, and then hopefully we see it with Maivia. They will throw you the balls because they're throwing to spots.
So and know those spots.
Right.
Get there. When it comes to stopping the run, though, I think Nebraska proved against Ohio State especially, and even a little bit against UCLA. Maybe that's just different. I mean, you give up the longest run of the year from UCLA.
Yeah,
but Garbers wasn't really, you know, a scrambling guy. You kind of knew Will Howard was there. But what did Ohio State do? They kept it in their back pocket till they knew, yep, Nebraska's going to dive in on the running back this time. And then Will Howard kept it, right? So what does Nebraska learn? Are they still going to bite down? Are they going to play straight up, you know, on Maiava, have a guy on him, probably not a spy the whole time?
Yeah.
The edge guy's got to be disciplined, right? And then that means if the edge guy is setting the edge, making sure the quarterback doesn't get outside for a first down or more, that's more responsibility on the other guys going the running back direction with the offensive line on him too. You got to win, you know, when it's closer to an even ratio instead of having numbers in the box, because you know USC has that quarterback in its back pocket.
Yeah, now they do. And that's where Nebraska did a good job against Ohio State. They were winning without having to add a lot of guys to the box. And so they got to do it again. You've got to do a good job against Woody Marks and Joyner when he comes in.
290 yards passing a game. 290 yards passing a game.
Yeah, but if he's running, I can promise you they're going to throw 400 or 500 yards. Because what happens when you don't stop the run, then you get guys thinking that they need to make a play that they don't need to make. Well, then what happens again when you're running against it, and Lincoln Riley's a good play caller. So when he starts to see something, right, he's going to keep attacking it, but he's going to keep attacking it. And then once you stop it, he already has his mind on something else. So that's where he's not running his system. He's kind of like DP said, a sniper. So you want to make sure, I guess, that lens of that sniper is foggy by stopping the run. Here's what I mean by stopping the run. You can't let this dude, you can't let this dude, say you can tackle him after a 1 or 2 yard gain. Well, you got to tackle him. And then you don't let him spin out of there, slide off something else. Then he gets an 8, 9, 10 yard run. Well, now you're on your heels. Now, if they have a really good block and all that, and then he gets 6 yards. Okay, all right, let's fix that. Don't allow any more yards out of after broken tackles, missed assignments, or direct access from the running game to the second or third level without having to impede their progress.
And you, it's that thing that will force USC fans to sit on their hands.
Because it's not fun.
Right? It's not fun just to, you know, three into the ground. It's not why they showed up. If he's not breaking tackles, they're going to sit on their hands. And then the other thing, I mean, you know, Jim on the text line talks about blitzing. Here's the thing about that. It works, but think Ohio State, that then the big plays happen. And because if you're sending, they catch you in the right blitz, then it's
home.
Man on man, and then it's your third or fourth defensive back against their number two receiver, and you got to make a play.
Yeah, I think the mindset when you blitz, everybody thinks a blitz is like, okay, you got to get sacked for it. You got to, the mindset, I'm blitzing to affect the play.
Off timing, right?
Right. And that's where you have to do. Don't blitz and think. I would say this. So we've gotten, like you talked about the long run against USC. It's actually the same kind of defense to call almost, but it's a little bit of a different, you know, feel to it as against Indiana. Don't blitz in thinking you're going to get blocked. Blitz to affect the play. And if you get blocked, still make a play. You get what I'm saying?
Knock the running back over if he tries to step up.
Get a hand up.
Get a hand up. Right. Always practice those things, because you never know when that tip pass will lead to an interception, or that tip pass will be a huge tip pass that gets you off of a series. Here's an example. Say that we kick the ball off, USC gets it, you know, they get a couple first downs. They look like they're driving. They're thinking like, all right, we just need another first down and 6 more yards, and we're easy in field goal range, or we're going to be able to take a shot range. Well, then we run that cross blitz and they pass it, and I tip the ball and we get off the field on third down. Now they're thinking, okay, we're pooch punting, or we're going to have to go for it on fourth down. And we don't. You never know what happens on fourth down. We could stop them, get a turnover, pick six. Everything counts. That's what's the most important thing. Don't leverage the block. Leverage the ball. Don't run to get blitzed or blocked. Yeah. Don't run up there and just say, okay, I just got blocked. I just did my job. That's just, okay, that's fine. Yeah, they're allowed to block you, dude, or try to. Get off the block and make a play, because that's how you're going to really stifle USC. When you go back and you look at what the difference between Penn State in the first half versus Penn State in the second half defensively, you know, besides overfeeding 44, but more realistically, what they did differently was the ability to play football. They condensed the edge like no other, right, with Abdul Carter, and then they were allowed to make plays, and then they put a ton of pressure on Moss, and then more importantly, on Lincoln Riley. Because Lincoln Riley will, I wouldn't say choke as a play caller, he will give you some opportunities. Because he's going to go back to either the star player that he has or a concept that he had success with in the first and second quarter. And then once you figure that out, you'll be good. So, anyways, good second segment. Who would ever thought? We're looking at USC, and they looking right back at us, and we look the same.
Spider-Man meme.
Who would ever thought? Look at us. Look at us. You know what I mean? Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy.
Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.